from Hollywood, California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. Greetings from the Smiths. It is usual by Jan Ford as Daughter Bumps.
Mom, my piano, she said I play like Paderewski.
Brenda Marshall as Nancy Smith.
He just means you're using both hands, dear.
Harry Von Zell as Bill Smith.
Bumps, I wish you'd finish piano practice. That piece is beginning to haunt me.
It ought to. She's murdered it every day for the last 2 weeks.
And that was Uncle Cyril, as played by Arthur Treacher. Yes, it's the Smiths of Hollywood. And anyone who tunes out is ours. Anyway, you might be glad you hung around. Lucille Ball is going to be with us. Relax, get ready for a different half hour of radio. Introduced by the music of Charles Hathaway. But first, a word from the management. Wonderful. Then on with the Smiths of Hollywood. Now here's Bill Smith, a man who...
Hello, everybody. Nancy and I had a nice, quiet evening at home tonight. We sent Uncle Cecil and Bumps to a movie. For the first time in weeks, we could listen to any radio program we wanted to. We could have the newspaper all in one piece, and it was nice and quiet. Sweet home. This is the first time we've had the place to ourselves in weeks. What would you like to do, Nancy?
Anything you'd like to do, Bill.
That's the way I feel. What would you like to do?
Oh, anything you'd like. Fire in the fireplace.
Oh, fire? Well, the wood's way out in the garage. It isn't very cold, really, but if you'd like one...
Oh, no, darling, not unless you do.
I know. How about stirring up some fudge?
Hmm? Oh... Well, we really haven't got too much sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so much trouble.
Mm.
Would you really like some?
Oh, no, darling, not unless you...
Shall we call up the Breslins and have them over?
Well, the whole idea was that we have a quiet evening, isn't it? But if you'd like to call the Breslins...
Oh, no, darling. I just thought maybe you'd like to see them.
No. Not unless you do. I think if we were really going to call someone, we ought to call the Howards. They're more fun than the Breslins.
You mean Mrs. Howard? Honestly, the way you men get taken in by a phony front.
Well. After all, I can't see what's so interesting about the Breslins. Of course, he does speak three languages. Golf, business, and himself.
Well, I'm the one who wants to call anyone, dear. I was just happy being alone with you.
Well. So am I. But you were the one who said, let's call the Breslins.
Well, it was only a suggestion. You said, let's call the Howards.
Look, Nancy, if you want to have people in, just say so. I don't mind.
No, I don't especially want anyone to come over. I just thought perhaps you would.
No. No, I'm happy with just us. Nancy, do you have to knit?
Well, no, darling, not if it annoys you. I just saw you glancing at the paper, so I thought I'd knit.
No, not at all. I was just looking at the paper because you were knitting. But go on. Go ahead if you want to knit. It's...
Well, no, I won't do it if it annoys you.
It doesn't annoy me, dear. I just thought we'd talk.
Well, I can knit and talk at the same time. It's not like reading a newspaper.
Nancy, I'm not reading paper now. What do you want to talk about?
Well, darling, you were the one who said you wanted to talk. What do you want to talk about?
Me? Well... I'm just as happy not talking if you don't feel like talking.
Well, darling, I didn't say I didn't feel like talking. Go ahead.
Well, we don't really have to talk. Sometimes there's more communion between people when they don't talk.
Bill, are you trying to tell me to shut up in a polite way?
Dear, of course not.
Why didn't you want to go to the movie tonight?
Me? I thought you didn't want to go.
But you said you'd like a nice, quiet evening at home.
Yeah, but I thought that was what you wanted. I'd have enjoyed a movie.
So would I.
Oh, Nancy, why on earth don't you say what you mean?
Well, how could I have said it any plainer? I said I'd like to go to a movie if you did.
You didn't say if I did. You said, how would I feel about going to a movie? And I said, anything you like, darling.
That wasn't the way it was. You said it might be nice to go to a movie with Bumps and Uncle Cecil unless I wanted to spend a quiet evening at home. And I thought that was what you wanted.
Well, I don't see why you thought that, because I deliberately said, if you'd like to go to a movie,
is not what you said. Now, I said...
Why don't you listen to what I say?
But you're not saying it right. I said that you...
Don't tell me what I said. I know what I said. You said...
You didn't say any such thing.
So that was a swell movie, wasn't it?
Between your bubblegum and that sack of popcorn behind us, I didn't know what was going on.
I knew all along who the real murderer was. Did you?
Yes, the real murderer was the man who made the picture.
I wonder where movie writers get all their ideas.
From each other, child. That's obvious. All right, Copper. You asked for it. They ought to have shot less film and more of the actors.
I thought the hero was never going to open the closet door and find her husband hanging there. That was sort of a touching scene, wasn't it?
Touching? Oh, dear.
And the look on her brother's face when she came at him with the scissors.
I saw nothing humorous about it.
I thought it was very ironic. He had already poisoned her strawberry.
If only we'd gone to the show I suggested. Why did you drag me to that howling horror?
Well, I find psychological release in escape film.
Escape film is right. If I'd been alone, I would have escaped after the first reel.
It was better than the one you wanted to see. Love in a penthouse. Girls, girls, girls. What a thing to take a child to. Anyway, who's interested in girls?
I am. Look at your movie, The Female Vampire. Ghouls, ghouls, ghouls. What a thing to take an adult to.
In movies and radio, there are no adults. Everyone has a mentality of 12.
Whatever gave you that idea?
The hucksters. I wish I could remain 12 forever.
Oh, what an utterly dreadful idea. Next time, I'll select the movie.
You have to admit you enjoyed the cartoon. You were really rolling in the aisles.
If you want to know why I was rolling in the aisles, it was because the lady next to me tapped out her pipe on my lap. I say, look over there. Is that a chap trying to break in that house?
Gosh, he's trying to get into a window. What do we do, Uncle Cecil?
Oh, my dear chap, what are you up to?
It's rather obvious, isn't it?
Yes, well, I suppose it is now that you mention it, yes. But I say you shouldn't go about breaking in people's houses, you know.
What do you care? Do you live here?
Oh, no, of course not, no. But you put me in rather an awkward position, old boy. You see, by rights, I should call a body.
A bobby. Oh. Oh. Oh, ho, 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 ho. You must think I'm a burglar. No, fact is, I'm locked out. I don't have a key with me.
Isn't there anybody at home?
Well, seems not. I haven't been able to raise anyone. Can't even raise a window.
Oh, I say. What a droll fellow he is. The wife's out gallivanting, eh, what? Well, how about the window above us there? Seems to be open.
I know, but how am I going to get up there?
Well, I could give you a boost.
Well, that's very nice of you, but I think I'll wait. I get dizzy. Blood rushes to my feet.
Oh, dear, 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 what a pity. Well, perhaps I could make it. Let's try it, old chap. You give me a boost.
Oh,
huh?
It's all right. I'll wait for the wife.
Oh, no, no. Delighted to help you, old man. I've been in this position myself. Come on now. Boost me, old boy.
Oh, don't bother.
I may get a little dizzy myself. But nothing 5 fingers of scotch couldn't remedy.
No, now I see it all. I wondered why you were being a good Samaritan.
Oh, nonsense, child. Why don't you run on home? It's just a block or two.
A funk eight you are.
My dear child, a gentleman never refuses a gentleman's hospitality. Right, Mr.
Valentine.
Valentine?
Yes, Valentine. Now, if you'll give me a boost, Mr. Valentine, I believe I can reach that will. I know just exactly where I find the scotch.
Mr. Valentine, you'd better have him open the door for you first.
Ooh, what a vile child. Run on home. Now, just a little higher, Mr. Valentine. I'm almost there.
Up be daisy.
Nancy,
didn't say any such thing. You said you didn't want to go to a movie.
I did. I said anything you want to. I said, if you'd like a quiet evening at home.
If you'd ever listen to me, I said I'd do anything you'd like to do, and all you had to do was to say what
I said. I did say. I said plain as anything, if you want to go to a movie, I said.
You made it quite plain to me that you wanted a quiet evening at home, and I said I'd do it.
But if you wanted to go to a movie, why didn't you say so?
The last time I did say
all right, so. All right. We didn't go to the movie so we could have a quiet evening at home. Now, let's have it. I'm
going to turn on the radio.
All right, turn on the radio. Anything but this. You didn't like fights.
No, I like good ones. I didn't like sloppy ones.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Listening to people banging and pummeling each other, that's what you said the other day.
I didn't say any such thing.
Oh,
don't tell
me again.
Well, Nancy, if you're going to quote what I said, let me say it again so you'll hit straight.
Hello, having a quiet evening at home?
Bumps, what do you mean coming home so late?
Well, you said I could go to a movie with Uncle Cecil.
I said, oh, never mind. Where is Uncle Cecil?
I left him climbing in a window.
Oh. What? Whose window?
Who lives at the corner of Dansbury and Valley Vista?
Well, that's Lucille Ball's house.
But Uncle Cecil is climbing in Lucille Ball's window.
What for?
Well, a man was climbing in the window and he told us he lived there.
Well...
And Uncle Cecil decided to help him.
Oh, he did.
On the way home, I got to thinking that it was Lucille Ball's house. house, and that it wasn't her husband who was pushing Uncle Cecil into the window.
Well, why didn't
you... come to think of it, he acted awful funny. I think it was a burglar.
A burglar?
And Uncle Cecil wandering around in Lucia Ball's house? Good heavens, if Desi Arnaz, her husband, comes home, there's no telling what'll happen.
Listen, Bumps, dear, you're sure the man wasn't Desi Arnaz?
Positive. He didn't have his drum.
Well, here we go, getting Cecil out of jail again. Unless I can get over there before anything happens.
I'll go along.
No, no, I'll get him. You wait here, Nancy. I'll be right back.
I say, it's devilish dark in here. I wonder where they hide their light switches. What a place to put a table. Anyone coming in a window would break his neck if he weren't careful.
Oh, Desi, is that you?
Desi? What's a Desi?
What time is it?
Too dark in here to see my watch.
Well, why don't you turn on the light, dope?
An excellent idea, but where is the light?
Did you by any chance stop and have a few with some of the boys?
Well, but that's an excellent idea, too. What boys?
What talking in that funny way for?
Madam, I've been talking this way for years.
Okay, so you've been talking that way for years. I don't want to argue. You woke me up. Hurry up and get to bed.
What?
What's so strange about that? You are coming to bed, aren't you? Don't people usually go to bed at night?
Fantastic place, Hollywood.
What do you keep stumbling around in the dark for? Why don't you turn on the light?
Frankly, old girl, I don't know where it is.
Oh, darling, it's awfully hard to be funny in the dead of night. Why don't you go brush your teeth like a good little boy?
Must I?
I don't care, darling, really, don't brush your teeth. Do something, though. I don't feel like talking.
As a matter of fact, neither do I.
Well, go to bed, dear, quietly. I want to get that dream back I was having.
Yes, but don't you think I ought to go down and open the door for your husband?
Uh-oh. Don't you move till I turn on the light.
I say, am I that bad?
Don't move. Don't you move. You stay there. Go away. Go away.
I wish you'd make up your mind. You know, madam, you'll smother under those covers.
Take him away. Somebody come and take him away.
Oh, really, Mrs. Valentine? I'm only trying to do your husband a favor.
Mrs. What? Oh, this can't happen to me. It just can't. I'm dreaming the whole thing. Go away, dream.
Oh, steady, old girl. Now, look, look, look. Your husband, Mr. Valentine, boosted me in the window. Obviously, he didn't know you were home. I'd better go down and let him in, hadn't I?
No, no, don't let any Valentines in. And who are you?
Oh, how careless of me. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Sir Cecil Smythe, Knight of His Majesty's Court. Honorary member of the Cricklewood Cricket Club.
Uh-oh. He's nuts. I better humor him. Oh, the Cricklewood Club. How nice for you. You like games, I see.
Games? Yes.
Well, there's a very nice little game I like to play. A game called In and Out the Window. You come in the window, I say boo, and you go back out the window.
Uh-oh, she's nuts. Well, I'd better humor her.
In and out the window. Oh, I say, what a charming game that must be.
Oh, it is. Would you like to play it with me? You can be it.
Oh, thank you. But I suddenly remembered I don't like that game nearly as well as another one.
Oh, what's wrong with my game? Besides, I said mine first.
Oh, yes, but even so, my game is more fun. It's called Let's Turn Out the Light. You see, you turn out the light and you don't move till you count to 7,896,000.
Oh, I could never do that. I want to play my game. Now, when I say boo, you see how fast you can go out the window.
Well, it really doesn't sound like much fun.
Oh, but it is.
Well, my game is much simpler. I think you'd like it.
I'm about ready to say boo. Are you ready?
Yes, but of course, you should never go out the same window you came in. It's bad luck, you know. Now, suppose I go out the door.
Well, that's really against the rules, but I tell you what. If it were the right door, I'll play your way.
Oh, of course, it must be the right door. Thing wouldn't be any fun otherwise.
You know, we're awfully lucky because I have just the right door. That one over there, the one with the knob.
Oh, a door with a knob. Yes, it looks like an excellent door.
It is an excellent door. It's the excellentest door in the whole house. Now, I'll say boo, and you see how long it takes you to vanish. Remember now, boo, and presto, vanish.
Boo, presto, vanish. I'm ready. Oh, what fun.
Ready? Boo.
Presto, vanish. I say, it's beastly dark in here. I seem to be in a clothes closet.
Yes, you won, aren't you proud?
But I've been tricked. Get me out of here.
Oh, stay there a while. You and the Moths can have a ball.
I say, old girl, you know, you've locked me in.
Didn't I just, old boy?
But you can't leave me, Sir Cecil Smythe, locked in a closet.
I got news for you, King Arthur. You're in. Gee, this is getting to be Grand Central Station. A gal can't even spend a quiet evening in the quilt. I'm coming.
Hi, Lucy. Hey, have you seen...
Bill Smith, am I glad to see you. Come on in. Just a few minutes ago, a guy came calling in my window.
Oh, yeah. Sir Cecil Smythe, by any chance?
That's the boy, nutty as a fruitcake. Hey, how do you know him?
How do I know him? He's my uncle.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Did he break out of the attic?
What do you mean?
Well, he called in and wanted to play a game. Let's turn out the light. Wanted to play.
Oh, no. This is worse than I thought. Where is he now?
Locked in a closet. Bill, you can tell me. Does he get violent?
No. No, Lucy, listen, it's all been a mistake. You see, Uncle Cecil saw someone trying to get in your window, and he thought it was your husband and decided to help. Probably frightened the guy away.
You know, it's a small world, Bill.
What do you mean?
That's what he told me.
Oh.
This is getting silly. I'm awful sorry, Bill. I owe him an apology.
Well,
come on, let's get him out of the closet.
You know, there must have been a real burglar. Have you thought of that?
I have, and I think your uncle's wonderful. He's in there. I locked the door.
Don't give me a dollar, you quick
old fool. Uh-oh. I know what that means. Lucy, listen. There wasn't, by any chance, some liquor stored in that closet, was there?
Come to think of it, there is. There's a case of scotch in there.
There was a case of scotch in there. We better get him out.
Close that door and send all those people away.
Uncle Jimmy with the ruby tinted, time to come home.
Home, William. Home was never like this.
Now listen.
Now you go and find your own closet. But here, there's a biddy running loose around here who want to play in and out of the window with you. Watch out for her.
Oh, my, there she is.
Oh, Uncle Cecil, come out of there. Let go of the door now. Let go, I said.
It's no use, William. I'm never coming out. I'm happy here. You have to come in and get there, but you better look out. I'm loaded. Oh, I may have all the good luck here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lucille.
Don't worry, Bill. It could have been worse than losing a little scotch.
Yeah, by the time he finishes off that case, he'll wish the real burglar had gotten in.
I am in.
Please oblige me by putting up your hands.
They're coming through the woodwork.
The window, if you please. I am a burglar, not a termite.
Bill, do something. Tackle him. Hit him. Buffle him.
I don't even know the man. Listen, you better do what he says, Lucy. He's got a gun.
You are very sensible. Now, could either of you oblige me by telling me where you keep the jewels?
The jewels? In this closet, don't you, Lucy? The closet's full of jewels.
Lucy,
the jewels are in the closet. Don't try to fool the nice burglar. If the burglar wants to steal the jewels in the closet, let him go in the closet and steal the jewels.
Thank you, my friend, but please, I dislike raised voices. It's bad for my profession.
Yeah. Lucy, admit that the jewels are in the closet. The closet, Lucy, so he can take the jewels and go.
I beg your pardon. I really dislike doing this.
Oh, you slugged him. Bill, get up.
He will. Later. Now, don't worry. I merely tapped him for the sake of silence. Now, let's see what you have in the closet. Please stand where you are.
There's nothing in there but bottles and things filled with scotch.
Well, I'll have a look. Is there a light in here?
Oh, that did it all right. There's one burglar who won't burgle for a way. I say, William, how clever of you to tip me off that way. William, don't just lie there. Come on now, speak up.
He's knocked out.
What sort of a game have you been playing with my nephew, madam? Tag with a blackjack?
I didn't hear it. Burglar did.
Oh, well, let's have a look at this burglar. Oh, I say, a tragedy.
What's the matter? You didn't kill him.
No, but I killed a bottle of scotch. Oh, I should have
empty.
Bill has explained everything. I'm awfully sorry I treated you this way. You've been wonderful.
Oh, nothing, my dear woman, nothing. I saw my duty and I drank it. I mean, I did it.
Is there anything I can do to repay you? You have saved my life.
Well, come to think of it, this.
Anything you say, Sir Cecil.
Well, let's play that game again, you know. I rather like it. You say boo, and I'll go back into the closet. And when they come to carry William home, they can carry me too.
Oh, does your head hurt, Bill?
Oh.
Well, you just lie there in bed and take it easy. There. Now, does that ice pack help any?
What a night. Quiet evening at home.
Oh, does it hurt very much?
Of course it hurts. Nancy, it's a wonder he didn't kill me with that blackjack. He came up behind me before I knew it.
But you said you were talking to him loudly, face to face.
Nancy, do you have to argue about everything? Where is Uncle Cecil, by the way?
Oh, he's still at Lucille Ball's. He said he'd guard the scotch until her husband came home.
Oh, guard the scotch. Nancy, listen, do you realize that if we'd gone to the movies like I wanted to, none of this would have happened?
Bill, you were the one who wanted a quiet evening at home. I wanted to go to the movies.
Nancy, I thought we had this all out before. Now, I said, how would you like to go to the movies? And you
said... It was you who said that. I said I'd just as soon go to the movies.
Oh.
What's the matter, Bill? Is your head hurt?
Yeah. Awful much.
Oh, you poor darling. You want to go to sleep, don't you?
Mm. Awful much.
Do you love me?
Awful much. Good night, darling.
Good night.
And now for a few closing ideas from our sponsor.